It is the 19th of February. What a strange, strange ride it's been, and it isn't over yet. Larry Weber this morning, a man who specializes in the strange as we make our way day by day. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. I would ask you, please don't elaborate on me specializing on strange things, but that's okay. Let's go back and take a look at this. We had quite a ride so far. One of the many fascinating things is that if someone would have asked me in late January, what's it look like for the February? Now, I've said before, and I'll repeat this, phenologists are not predictors of weather. We just watch it. But I would not have expected February to be as it is. Both December and January were quite a bit warmer than normal. We would not expect a complete turnaround as we had. Now, let's take a look at some of the impressive statistics of this. I'm going to look at it in a couple different ways. If you look at from February 6th on to and including February 17, that's 12 days, the average temperature for that time was about minus 12. Now, that's not the cold. That is the average. Of that whole time, about 250 hours, if we include a little bit of the 5th, We had temperatures that were below 2 above. The warmest we had that whole time was 2 above. Now, that is pretty impressive. No records being set except for the record cold on 2 days, and that was the 13th and the 14th. Both of those established records for cold. But otherwise, just a consistent cold. The highest low temperature, now that can get a little confusing, but the highest low temperature during that time was minus 16. We were more than 20 below many times. And at my house here, we were more than 30 below 7 times. So once again, pretty impressive. Well, the reason I mentioned that the warmest low was minus 16 was that until we got to this cold snap in February, the coldest temperature for the entire winter, December and January, was minus 14. So once again, quite a turnaround and quite impressive. Couple other things of note. How many times do we hear wind chill talked about for 11 straight days? How many times do we get clear skies throughout all this time? Quite impressive. Once this all passes on, as it will in the next few days, the thing to look back on that really responded to this is the advance of ice in Lake Superior. The Weather Service said that it was only, I think, less than 10% when we started this, and now they're saying it's up to about 40%. Quite a change. Oh, yes, Mother Nature seems to always win the contest when we have to have some kind of dealings. Quite impressive. I would not have wanted to miss it. Now, there are those who would probably argue with that, but I would not have wanted to miss this kind of really cold snap. Other things of note, if there can be other things, we didn't get any snow until just the last couple days. The total, here we are on the 19th of February, 1 week from today, 26th of February, we'll be at nearly at the end of the month, and the total amount of snow that we've had so far in the area here has been only about 4.5 inches. Now, February is never a snowy month, but even that number is less than normal. Precipitation-wise, same thing. February is a very dry month, but we are still a little behind normal. Other things do continue to happen, though. The days continue to get longer. We are now at 10.5 hours of daylight, moving towards 11 hours of daylight, which will happen in about a week from tomorrow. We are also moving towards a sunrise of earlier than 7 a.m., and that's going to happen in just a few days from now. The sunsets of 6 p.m. don't happen until we get to early March, but definitely the days continue to get longer, and that doesn't seem to be bothered too much by the temperatures and a cold snap like this. Well, what did it do to the critters? I have been watching the bird feeder, and I thought it was interesting that I had a regular appearance. I call them the same seven. That was black-capped chickadee, red-breast nuthatch, white-breast nuthatch, downy woodpecker, hairy woodpecker, red-bellied woodpecker, and blue jay. They would come every day, and that was an interesting thing to watch during the earlier days of winter when it was mild at temperatures. Many of them didn't bother to come, but they did come every day. And then I also have mentioned several times that I had not had any finches at all in the winter. Well, I got turned around the next day, and we had visits, and we continue to have visits from pine grosbeaks. Three pine grosbeaks have been coming by. One of the interesting things about that, they're a very large finch, and they will feed on a lot of crab apples and such, but they will also go for sunflower seeds. They are also a very early migrant. They will leave here usually in February and head back towards north. Now, maybe these were just in the process of doing that when they came by and saw some food available. Other things continue to happen. Ravens are always out there, and regardless of the temperatures, and the crows. There are more crows. This morning during my walk and yesterday morning during my walk, I heard flocks of crows. I have not been seeing them myself, but apparently the great gray owls and the snowy owls have been getting some attention, and that's always wonderful things. The snowpack is only about 12 inches of snow on the ground. That seems, however, to be enough for a lot of critters to hide, and during this cold snap, there was a definite decrease in the amount of tracks of many critters. I did not see tracks of grouse. I did not see tracks of rabbit or hare, and I assume the small mice and shrews and so forth were under the snow. An exception to that was deer mice. I'm not sure what was going on, but they continued to be active. These are the small mice that we usually see. They're the most common wild mouse what we have in our area here, and they have a tail about equal to the size of their body. They move about by hopping for the most part. Now, if they get under the snow, they can't hop very well. So if they're going to move from one place to another, they will go over the surface of the snow. And as they do, they leave a tail mark. They are the only mammal, hopping mammal, that we have that leaves a tail mark. There are others that leave tail marks, but not hoppers. Foxes and coyotes that were so active earlier before the cold snap slowed down. They were still out there. I saw their tracks occasionally. And the same way with weasels. They slowed down, but they were still there. Deer and squirrel continued to be active. I also thought it was interesting. Like many people, I feed birds. And when you feed birds, you expect a few gray squirrels to show up. During the cold snap, there were about five hardy ones that would show up. As soon as the cold weather moved on, yesterday morning, the first day we had above zero all day, more than 20 gray squirrels showed up. So I thought that was an interesting response. Yeah, Lisa, hang on. It's going to be an interesting ride. A lot of people say terrible things about what happens with March, but March, it will keep us opening to look to see what's happening. So enjoy.
Well, we're certainly not.
The average temperature so far for the entire month of February, thanks to this cold, is below zero. Now we have not had a February that has remained below zero for the whole month in 85 years. And thanks to the forecast, I don't think it's going to happen. And I don't think this is going to be a record-setting February. But it certainly was an impressive 2 weeks.
Well, don't give it any encouragement, Larry.
Like I said, I would not want to have missed it. This is the kind of weather that next summer, when we're sitting back and enjoying the days, we will tell the visitors about. So, yes.
That's very true. As we're sitting there in our lawn chairs, sweating buckets, we'll tell people about how cold it was.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Larry, thanks a million as usual.
Yeah, take care.
Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.